Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. How about you?
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
We live? We live?
Yeah.
We're doing the thing in the place?
I hope so.
820 followers?
Killing it.
But I don't understand the emails that come in.
I don't either.
Does that mean we made money? What's going on? Oh, I see what the topic is now. Sometimes I don't know until we get ready to record. That's half the fun.
Yeah, I forgot that you didn't know.
And I have to save mine until you're ready to create the title.
Yeah.
And then you know. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm just too goddamn excited about what I've learned about the thing.
I should just start telling you.
Maybe.
I don't know why I didn't. My daughter came in. Typically, when I get out of the shower, I'll comb my hair. But yeah, this is what happens when it air dries. It's like super curly.
Oh. Yeah.
Like a little fro. I know if my wife's watching right now, she's probably thinking, holy shit, we're back to this.
It's happening.
I'll go through stages where I'll be like, you know what? I kind of want my hair to grow, man. I kind of want to grow it out again. When I graduated high school, I had this big afro, and I had to bobby pin my hat on to my hair because it wouldn't stay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you're talking about that because we have a Chromecast, and it's built into the TV in the living room, and I just let Google Photos just slideshow of pictures. And this was must be at least 5 years ago, maybe more. It was in Mom and Dad's, where they were downstairs in that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the fro and a mustache.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was I had that. I think my hair was like that for your cousin's wedding.
Oh really?
Yeah. I think my wife has pictures of it, and they kept laughing at me. They called me a 70s porn star.
Hey, man. If the shoe fits.
It doesn't. I was born way after that, and I'm definitely not one of those. So.
Nope.
But I guess if I look like one, the shoe would fit, right?
Well, I think there's a fine line between whether it would fit and if you wear it.
Yeah.
So if you're like, yeah, that's a fine shoe over there, but I'm not going to try it on.
I don't have to put it on.
No.
It's a nice looking shoe.
It's over there.
You know? That's fine. A shoe. It would fit, but well, I'm not wearing it.
Nope.
All right. So I told you there's not a whole lot on this. Basically, it's a lot of speculation. And this this nine-page PDF I found, which I'm not going to read through it all. I just highlighted parts
Come
of it.
Come on. We need an audiobook.
Dude, it is. The parts of it are so technical, I couldn't even probably say the words.
Oh.
But it's interesting. So it's the Sentient World Simulation, or SWS for short. It says SWS throughout this PDF, so I figure I'll just say that now.
Sure.
It's a continuously running model of the real world.
Mm, you mentioned this right as we were signing off, I think the previous episode.
Yeah.
And didn't, when we did our simulation, it was hypothesis, not theory, right? Simulation hypothesis episode.
Right. Well, this is a bit more nefarious than the simulation hypothesis.
Lovely.
Yeah, so it says it's a concept paper for comments, and it says all over it's a draft. It's just a draft. It's just a draft. It's just a concept paper.
Mm-hmm. So was Event 201.
Yeah.
And so was Cyberpolygon.
Well, this might lead to all of that.
Oh, my God. Connecting the dots, baby.
So it says government POC, which I assume is point of contact, Tony Serri. C-E-R-R-I. Now, just for shits and giggles, I looked up Tony Serri, and he's on LinkedIn.
Is he now?
Yeah, he is.
A fine lad.
Well, he's got a lot of experience. U.S. Army, Director of Data Science, Models, Simulations, GG-15, whatever that is, Joint Operating Systems Environment Division Chief, GS-15, U.S. Joint Forces Command, Experimentation Engineering Lead,
what?
J-9 Modeling and Simulation Division Chief, Senior System Analyst, Senior Analyst, Project Manager, Infantry Officer, blah, blah, blah. All that.
And there's so much, you're just blah, 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 the rest.
Well, yeah.
He's got a lot of letters after his name.
He was the government point of contact for this paper. The technical point of contact is Dr. Alok Chaturvedi. Chaturvedi? Mm. A-L-O-K is Alok. Alok? And then the last name is C-H-A-T-U-R-V-E-D-I.
What?
And it's Purdue University.
Oh, I was going to say, he doesn't sound like he's from America, but everybody's from America, right?
Well, I mean, a lot of people live in America. Okay, so here's, I highlighted some parts of this, so let me just read this to you. Introduction. Modeling and simulation quickly becomes out of sync with new events, the emergence of new forces, and newly proposed theories. The goal of the sentient world simulation is to build a synthetic mirror of the real world with automated continuous calibration with respect to current real world information, such as major events, opinion polls, demographic statistics, economic reports, and shifts in trends.
Oh my God. I know in the simulation hypothesis episode, we talked about the fact, or maybe it was, we probably said it a couple of times throughout these episodes, but if we can construct a simulation in our world to simulate our world, we're already living in one.
Right.
Oh my God.
Now, like I said, this is definitely more nefarious than that. Like, that is just, maybe that's where we're from, or, you know, that's what this reality is. But this is bad. This could explain COVID. It could explain all this shit we're dealing with.
Because they're just testing these theories on a planet-wide scale?
Well, you'll see. Yeah, you'll see, dude. SWS consists of components capable of capturing new events as they occur anywhere in the world. Focus on any local area of the synthetic world offers sufficient detail. In other words, the set of models that make up the synthetic environment encompass the behavior of individuals, organizations, institutions, infrastructures, and geographies, while simultaneously capturing the trends emerging from the interaction among entities, as well as between entities and the environment.
What?
So basically what it's saying is, it can simulate you, me, where you live. It can simulate the weather. So they can put all this stuff in. all of this shit in to this simulation.
It's fucking scary.
SWS consists of the following components. A synthetic environment that supports effects-based approach and a comprehensive representation of the real world at all levels of granularity. I don't know what that means. I guess
big tiny, and small. Minute details.
Yeah. In terms of a political, military, economic, social, and informational and infrastructure framework.
What the fuck?
Bullet point two. A scalable means of integrating heterogeneous, which I'm not sure what that is either, integrating heterogeneous components across time and space granularities.
What the hell? So, whoa. That means they could make an effect retroactive. Is that what that means? So, if they, built a forest and it's not supposed, hasn't been supposed to be there for the last 25 years, they're like, oh shit, that we weren't supposed to have a forest there, it was already cleared off. So they go back 25 years in the simulation, wipe the forest out, and let it run to catch up?
Well, no, this isn't saying it's simulating. It is simulating our world, but it's not creating our world. This is essentially a large game of The Sims that the government has control of. But it's not affecting, it is affecting us, but it's not directly affecting us.
Right. But if they can already do that, if we have the power to do that in our world, we can create another world. Or are we living in one?
Well, it's quite possible, yeah. I think you're thinking too much simulation theory and not enough. I guess we'll get there, and maybe you'll come around and you'll see what I'm getting at.
All right.
Well, this might help you here. This bullet point. SWS consists of the following components. This is bullet point three. Mechanisms that discover, gather, and incorporate new knowledge into the continuously running synthetic environment. So they discover, they gather, and they incorporate new knowledge into the continuously running synthetic environment. Getting there yet?
I don't know.
You getting there yet?
Keep going. I don't think all the pieces have fallen yet.
A single facade of user interfaces enabling information from all sources, simulation generated data, parameters for models, and data gathered from the real world to be searched, viewed, and modified in an ontology aware manner.
How are they collecting all this data? To just really? Stick into this.
You're there, you're right there, man. You're right there. Fucking Facebook.
Zuckerberg's Meta.
Meta. You're like, come on, dude. You fucking named it Meta. Are you fucking with us?
It's clues. It's subtle clues. He's trapped in his own simulation, and he is giving us clues to get him out.
Unbelievable. You name it fucking Meta. At the end of this, I have use cases for SWS, and there's quite a few of them. So we'll see what they are going to use this for, or what it could be used for, I guess. Bullet point number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're not numbered, so I have to count them. Integrated development environments, or IDEs. For constructing and configuring new models or modifying existing models and then incorporating these changes into the continuously running synthetic world.
What?
We're getting there. I'm just going to tell you.
All right.
They're able to put all this shit in. They're collecting. There's nodes. There's billions of nodes. A node for every man, woman, child. They're collecting all of our data from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Zoom, Skype, our phone calls, our text messages, where we shopped, our GPS, our fucking GPS in our car or our phone, Easy Pass. All of this data gets collected, and you You, Will, you are recreated in this fucking simulated world.
This is Ready Player One.
This is terrifying, is what it is.
And two.
This might be the third one.
What the fuck? What? We're already there then. We're already there. There's so much information on everybody that we're already there.
Exactly. How long have they been doing this? This paper was written, did I say? August. Okay. This is version 2.0, by the way. Written August 22nd, 2006. I don't know what version 1.0 was.
But it's been 15 years since that one?
Since this one. 15 fucking years since they came up with this idea.
That version of it.
And when did Facebook come out? We did this before.
It was right at the end of the 90s. I think that was the original one, right?
I don't remember.
But still, he started collecting data on people then. I don't think he even realized what he was doing then.
I shouldn't have even fucking told you that, because this next bullet point: a means to take excursions from any point in time in the synthetic world to focus on select regions of the world, leverage private user data, or to research specific theories by simplifying the types of models to employ in the excursion. They're taking your data. What they're doing with this, well, I don't know if I want to say yet until we get to the use cases. But basically what they're able to do is they got all your data, all this fucking data. And they're like, what would happen if Donald Trump became president? Let me just put it into the simulation. And then they fucking know, based on all your habits, all your online habits, all of this shit, they can predict what would happen. They can predict how people would react.
And then head it off in the real world?
Maybe that was a better option, you know?
What the hell? So,
or maybe they wanted that. They wanted the division. We've talked about this before. This is my opinion. I don't know about yours. They want the country divided. United we stand, divided we fall, right?
Yeah, fall to who, and who picks up the pieces, and who holds the pieces?
The old saying, a house divided amongst itself cannot stand. If we're divided as citizens, they fucking win.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know what? If Donald Trump wins, it's really going to fucking divide this country up. Let's let it happen. Let's maybe rig it to happen.
What the fuck?
And then having Joe Biden win this time probably divided us more than if Trump would have won. If Trump would have won, we'd be right where we were.
Right.
But now Biden wins, and you have all the Trump people saying, it was fucking stolen. They fucking stole that election. And then all the Biden people, you know, they're just like, you know, they're kind of where they were. But now we're just really butting fucking heads right now. And they knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. If they could just stick any kind of scenario in there, they could just... Well, they'll let it run its course. They'll hit fast forward and let it run its course and see what comes out on the other end.
Yeah.
And who knows how long that'll be.
I play a game called Universe Sandbox too. I'll introduce a planet, come in a fucking elliptical orbit, and I'll just crank the speed up and just see how long it takes to collide it with another planet.
Yeah, and then the year 4200, you're like, oh shit, then that happened.
Yeah. But it's... It's like, this is a fucking simulation where right now they are collecting this fucking data because we're on Zoom, we're live. They're collecting all of this. I mean, our phones, right? Our phones are picking it all up. It's fucking terrifying, dude.
If they could just magically hit a button, they know. What about the DNA? Are we actually real people in there, or are we just our habits?
I don't know. You're saying, like, are we just ones and zeros, or are they just, like, reading it like the Matrix, or is it, like, literally like the Sims?
Yeah, that's my question. Is Is there a visual that goes along with the data that's running around?
My guess would be yes. I don't know for sure because, like I said, most of the stuff on this is just from this paper. And it was only 15 years ago. You know a FOIA request, that's not going to go through this. So what you have, what we have here is basically what we have.
I'm just fucking blown away. I don't know. It's...
Yeah.
So any Mandela effect can just be rewritten in there.
Yeah, but it doesn't... The only thing it's doing for them is seeing how we would react to such a thing. So they mask mandates. They could put in,
okay,
the president says, or vaccine mandate. We'll say vaccine mandates because that's where we're at currently.
So they're playing a real, real big game of devil's advocate. So the president of the United States of America hammers down constantly about the vaccine mandate. And then they take the other side of the coin and turn anti-vax into a crazy propaganda terrorist movement or whatever you want to call it.
Well, it could be just as simple as they put in that he calls for vaccine mandates. Will there be a civil war or will the majority of people comply?
And just see what happens.
If the majority of people comply, then they're like, yeah, run with it, Joe. If it starts a civil war, they might say, hang on, maybe we can do this a little differently.
Slow it down.
Just take some more freedoms from them first before you do it.
But if they've already run the simulation, then we're just riding it out.
Maybe. I mean, it is just predictions based on our data.
What is that data? Is it DNA? I've never got a DNA test, but I mean, they've drawn blood from me for, a couple different procedures.
Well, the data is, okay, Will was born whatever day. Boom. We know that because he's got a fucking number and a birth certificate. So here we go. Let's start his fucking node now. Everything you've done, all the online shit, well, I guess since this inception. But everything...
I'm going to clear my browser history. Damn it.
It doesn't matter for them, dude. It's like they're as soon as you're typing it, it's already there. They've already fucking got you.
Incognito. Nope.
Won't work, dude. The only thing that does is help you fucking keep your cookies at bay and shit like that. That's not going to help you here.
It just makes you feel good. It doesn't matter. It's this moment in time, like the, I guess it works on the elevator, the closed door button, or hold it open, whichever one. But I thought I read someplace where it's, maybe it's the red light, or it's maybe some elevators that it's just a dead button. It doesn't do anything. So incognito mode, doesn't matter. It just helps you. It doesn't have any of your previous searches because Adam Savage has used it to look for different things on different websites as opposed to his normal places, Harbor Freight or Home Depot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're already tracking you with it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, basically.
So those incognito modes is just a mental thing. Just makes you feel good.
Yeah, they're still getting all this information, dude. Like, that's not going to do anything for this.
I'm gonna become a monk.
It's really, really fucking scary. I mean, the president has to have a special phone. Maybe it's so this kind of shit doesn't show up in, I don't know.
Because Hillary sent those goddamn emails.
Dummy.
And she fucked it up for everybody else.
All right. A conceptual view of the sentient world simulation. By basing the designing of the synthetic environment on a fractal representation, SWS avoids the most common pitfall faced by simulation environments. The fractal fractal approach provides a consistent representation of the environment's building blocks to models with all granularities of access. The basic building blocks consist of individuals, organizations, institutions, information, and geographies. From these building blocks, communities are built, constructed into societies, nations, and ultimately providing a synthetic world.
I'm just trying to picture that in my head. So you know what fractals look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you build the seed and then just build out from that, and then you just keep building. You keep using the same kind of seed, but it's just bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's more and more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blow my fucking mind, dude. I don't even know how to react to this.
The weird thing is, not a lot of podcasts have talked about this. I mean, I tried getting research by listening to podcasts, and I found 2-3 maybe. Not much.
Damn. So this whole thing lives at Purdue University in Illinois? Is that where it is?
Well, I don't know if it's actually there. This paper was written. The technical point of contact or whatever it was a guy from Purdue University, and the government point of contact was the Tony Cicci. I already forgot what it was, what his name was.
Yeah, something like that.
Tony Seri.
Okay.
So this, all right, let me read the very top here real quick. It says, the concept paper for comments. Government POC, Tony Seri, JFCOM, J9, experimentation and engineering lead, and a phone number. Technical POC, Dr. Alok Chattaverde, Purdue University, West Lafayette, Indiana. Version 2.0, August 22nd, 2006. So where this went, I don't know. This
has to be some sort of massive, right? Unless it's quantum computing.
Well, it could be quantum. But, I mean, in 2006, I'm sure we know they're decades ahead of us. So in 2000, oh, yeah. I mean, quantum computers for sure.
Maybe it lives under HARP.
Or in Utah, I think in Utah there's a massive like data mining facility.
What?
I could be wrong about that, but I feel like I've heard somewhere in Utah there's a massive data mining facility.
What about is it Greensboro? It's not Greensboro. Where is like they keep radio signals from coming in and out of there? I think is it in West Virginia?
Yeah, is it Greensboro?
Greensboro is North Carolina, right? But is there a Greensboro, Greenville? West Virginia? Greenville, maybe? Green something. I think we talked about it sometime.
It is green something.
But it's a dead zone. It's data doesn't go in and out of there. Or mobile.
Right. So what do they signals. Do? Honestly, what do they do if you're traveling through? Are they going to throw you in prison?
If you leave your data on?
Yeah,
does it actually function?
Just,
do they have something that blocks it in there?
I don't know if they have something that blocks it or not. There might be. All right.
I mean, that sounds like a fine place to stick one of these. If it's all a self-contained unit, the simulated world, it doesn't. You will feed it data from outside manually, but it's not collecting data as it goes, right? So, because it's building these models. This is all speculation. I'm just totally guessing.
That's what this episode's going to be.
So they build like a mini simulation. They build a little model over on one side with the recently collected data and then infuse it into the world.
I don't think they would have the manpower to do that. I think it is running on its own, and there's just, a couple guys there probably just maintaining it to make sure. They probably have like three generator. They got a generator hooked up to it, and a generator hooked up to the generator, and a generator hooked up to those.
And there's some guy that's 10 generators down that just has to keep the fire going.
It just got to make sure this thing keep. I mean, it's just doing its thing, dude. It's fucking like it's AI. You're just fucking just gobbling up all your fucking data.
and just doing something with it.
Every time you record an exercise on your phone, they're like, all right, he's starting to exercise more. Maybe he's planning something. This is fucking 1984? Well, yes, 1984, because it's like pre-crime shit.
Oh, precog, Minority Report.
Yes.
Oh.
It's pre-crime.
I just woke up another part of my brain for this. Holy crap.
Yeah. Because then it's like, okay, hang on. Will likes all these tweets. He retweets them. Now he's meeting with a bunch of guys once a week who also retweets these same kind of tweets. Maybe Will is going to start some sort of fucking, I don't know, domestic...
Hamster Fight Club.
A domestic terrorist organization. Maybe Will...
Hamster Fight Club? I'm not a terrorist.
I know, but what I'm saying... Like, they'll be able to do this kind of shit. So they're watching you hard just because they know there's potential for you to do something. It's just, look, unless you people are blind, you got to be able to see where the world is going. And it's going in this direction. We're not going to have any fucking freedoms because they're slowly, it's some psychological experiment. It's called like foot in the door, something like this. So if they told you when all this coronavirus shit started, you know what? For like 2 fucking years, you're going to be wearing a mask. Businesses are going to be shut down. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. And then at the end of it, you're going to have to get a nonsense fucking vaccine.
If they laid it all out like that, people would be like, fuck that.
Right. But what they do is say, it's just 2 weeks, man. Like, just 2 weeks, flatten this curve, just wear a mask, help us out. We'll get there. You know, we'll get through it. Then you do. And then they're like, let's go 2 more weeks. It's starting to flatten, but it's not really flattening out. Let's go 2 more. Next thing you know, here we are 2 years later. We've had businesses shut down. They're talking about these vaccine mandates. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it went through or not, but where the president is telling companies that if you have 100 or more employees, they have to be vaccinated.
Private companies, not a government entity in no shape or form.
Yeah, talk about government overreach. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
It's bananas.
You goddamn right, it is bananas.
It's insanity. But they knew about all this because of this.
There's real fucking potential there.
They could have put all this shit in. Let me read this to you real quick.
Precog everything.
Well, there's so much. There's actually, I have more than I thought highlighted here. And we're getting like to break time there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read this one thing and then we'll hit the break.
All right.
Continuously incorporating current information in SWS provides 3 key benefits that distinguish SWS from other initiatives at constructing a simulated environment. That's a little scary. 2, other initiatives. But 1, SWS remains up to date with respect to events and emerging trends. How do they do that? Collect your fucking data. 2, SWS leverages the prodigious amounts of data from all publicly available data sources, something that is feasible for a small number of analysts to gather in a timely manner. This was 2006. Models used by SWS are continuously refined, parameterized, and validated, keeping the underlying model base of SWS relevant across time. So you got this, you got the base model, and it's Earth, and all the people were there, but they're just constantly updating it. Like, okay, this is going, this, but it's collecting the user's data. Like, my guess would be, like, I don't know, a fucking hurricane comes, they probably got to input that. Like, there was some devastation there. That probably has to be inputted because there is no, unless it is pulling data from like meteorologists and shit like that.
So if it's pulling all the data and just feeding it into this thing and essentially mirroring what's going on in this world?
Yeah. They're saying it's a mirror world.
I don't like mirror worlds.
They have to be pulling that data from all these places because it says individuals, organizations, institutions, infrastructures, and geographies. How's it pulling data from geographies? Seismographs?
Maybe.
I'm sure that does play a role. Maybe they don't have to input hurricanes and earthquakes and all that shit.
Well, how? We don't have the data from every part of the earth, or do we? Or could they get that? Or is everybody in on this? I understand if it's in America and it's funded in a certain way, they can collect the data from everything all the time happening in America.
Mm-hmm.
But what the fuck do we know about Russia? What do we know of what's going on down in Guyana?
Well, I would say that if they have any sort of technology that's trackable, easy peasy.
So they just grab... They can grab radio frequencies from anywhere.
I don't think they need Russia's permission to get information from their citizens. I mean, theoretically, they probably should, but I don't think they need it. I think they can take that information and just fucking run with it.
So if it's just floating out in the air, just pull that radio frequency right out of the air, and whatever data is running around on that, now it's yours.
Or maybe that's why they banned Huawei here. Maybe all nations have something like this.
Oh, shit.
And then they were like, you know what, China? We don't want your shit here. No thanks, because we don't want you getting information from our people. I don't know.
Yeah, China's way shut down. Well, not shut down, but you know what I mean. Closed up.
Mm-hmm.
Locked down. What was I just thinking? Oh, shit. What's the Elon satellite internet?
I keep wanting to say Skynet.
Right. If it can, well, that's already sending and receiving data because people are picking up the internet from that. And there's absolutely no reason why they couldn't just grab any radio frequency because that's all Tesla stuff. Like I'm talking about Nikola Tesla, not the Tesla car company, not right. Elon's craziness. I'm talking about Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
He could pick up any radio frequency. How do you encrypt that?
I don't know. You're just asking a dummy.
I don't know how to do that. Like, anything is a radio frequency that you just pick up. It's all the radiant energy. You could turn it into energy, all the shit, the Wi-Fi out the ass, data everywhere. That's just another form of radio frequency. It's just on a different wavelength.
Yeah.
Because the certain things are dedicated to certain wavelengths. I know you're talking about the simulation world, but how they collect the data is what I'm really thinking about. You can collect weather data because that's different kinds of energy.
They might be able to predict the weather with this. You know what I mean? They might be able to say like, all right, it's starting to warm up. There's definitely going to be a Category 5 hurricane
next year.
I mean, they might really be able to predict it like that, man. It's a simulated world. It is a simulation of our current world, which has me, has you, Will. It has you, dear listener / watcher. You, we are all in this thing, and they're just gobbling up your fucking data. And then after the break, I will tell you the use cases for it.
Finally.
According to this paper.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. Here and there. I didn't know I was going to say that until you said, here we go.
Beautiful. All right, so I told you before the break, we'll get into these use cases of the simulated world, the sentient world simulation.
Yeah. Simulated world, sentient, what?
Yeah, simulated world sounds, but sentient world simulation sounds even scarier.
Because it knows what's going on. Does it know about itself?
I wonder if they simulated the simulator in the simulation.
That's what I'm saying. Are we one of those levels?
We're a fractal, dude. It's just a fractal.
We're just a fractal.
It goes infinitely smaller. Oh, my God.
I don't want to be a Mandelbrot.
A what?
Mandelbrot? Fractal?
What's that?
They have different names.
Oh. I'm too dumb to get that joke. All right, so each of these has a few bullet points, some of them more than others, but we won't waste too much time on them. Training is one of the use cases.
Driving trains.
Yeah, train simulator.
Oh, hold on. Whoa. So that's how they're doing this. That's how they're paying for it. All those simulator games. We got truck driver simulator. We got farming simulator. We got logging truck simulator.
They got my fucking 10-year-old son working for him, and he's not even getting paid.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just doing all the simulations. Give me 1 second. I got a crying kid upstairs.
Okay. He abandons me again. All right. Well, while we're here by myself, weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird will find all the lovely links for all the lovely things, including the merch stores that we will ultimately abandon. We won't abandon them. Totally. But we wouldn't put new products on there, I don't think. I don't know. I don't know if I'll cut this part out or not, but so in the merch store that we're making, I'm going to do somehow, he's working on the screen printing, and my wife and I are going to do vinyl iron-on, and that'll be an interesting thing to put in the store. Oh, he's back.
Oh, my God.
Everything good?
Yeah, my son made fun of my daughter and hurt her feelings, and then she was crying.
Doesn't she know feelings aren't real?
They're real to her, damn it. I feel like I'm far away. What's happening here? All right. Training. I know you're hungry. Sorry.
I don't even know what we're having for dinner, so.
SWS provides the context within which training excursions are done, presenting the training community with the unprecedented ability to train in a live and comprehensive synthetic environment that is validated by theory and up to date with the real world.
What comes first? The training in the simulator, or in the real world, we dump the training into it?
No, you train in the simulator just to see how it's going to play out, man.
Like the X-Men Danger Room?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know what I'm talking about?
What's that?
The X-Men Danger Room was like it's a simulation itself, and Professor X set it up with the computer Cerebro. So it's a real-world simulation, so they have Sentinels in there, and they train the younger X-Men up to fight the Sentinels and either become, you know, a team leader or just a very good piece of the team, and they can set different levels of difficulty. And it's actually dangerous because they can get hurt in there unless they set it on easy mode.
Oh. I don't think they'll be able to get hurt in this one. I think this is why exists.
They do this first?
Yeah.
All right.
For skill refinement, a trainee's skills can be directly compared with an experienced individual's skills by immersing the trainee into the synthetic environment in the real-world context where the event actually occurred and analyzing the ensuing reactions of the simulated environment. I don't think that's the one I wanted to read.
Sound like that was mostly talking in circles.
Yeah. I think I read the wrong one. I mean, it was one of these.
It was relevant, but...
skill acquisition is supported by the ability to illustrate the emergent effects achieved by certain doctrinal theories and the proper context in which to apply them.
Okay. That's another thing.
The experimentation platform provides trainers with the ability to store and recall training experiments, start another training experiment where an earlier one left off, and compare results from multiple experiments.
Oh my God. And that sounds like Morpheus and Neo in the dojo. You think that's how you're breathing?
Yeah. It does sound like that. It's like they started a coronavirus simulation, and then they were like, ah, shit, time to go home. And then it just like pauses it, and they're like, all right, now let's add something else to it. Let's keep that one going, but let's add something else. Let's see what the fuck, let's see how crazy this can get.
It's like a save state for an emulator.
Yeah. Yeah. Analysis is another use case. Analysis theories are continuously weighed against emergent phenomena in SWS. As SWS progresses with new real-world events, the divergence between proposed theories or models indicates a need for a change in thinking. Likewise, the synthetic world may confirm the relevance of theories.
What the fuck? So they come up with a hypothesis in the real world, the one that we are sitting and breathing in right now, probably. And then they put this hypothesis to the test in the sentient world simulation.
Yeah.
If it was just contained to scientific experimentation like that, I would be okay with it.
You would be okay with them taking every single bit of fucking data?
No. No. I like the idea of them being able to analyze something like that, but not collect everybody's data. That's not okay. That's a whole other level of ethical problems.
And when was the last time you read a user agreement, terms of use?
I don't.
Never.
No.
It's probably in every single one of them that they're going to take all your data and maybe it might even literally say in them that they're using it for this. We don't know because nobody fucking reads it.
No, nobody reads it.
Never. Cross excursion analysts reveals the influence of quote unquote what if excursions from a comprehensive perspective.
What?
I just got a text.
Okay.
It says, new subscriber, Danny McGauley, subscribed through your post, Rockfin.
What? You got a text message?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's freaking cool. Didn't know that was going to be a thing.
Me either. I don't know if I like it.
Then you get a direct text message? Did you have to put your phone number in for Rockfin?
I don't remember.
See, this is one of those things that we were this is what we're talking about. You don't even think about it.
I know.
You're just like, this is the next step to make this thing happen for me. Boop, 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 boop. There's my phone number.
You don't think?
No.
I mean, you do sometimes. Like, you don't put your phone number into some fucking seedy website. But we knew what was going on here.
Did we?
Well, I don't know. But thanks, Danny McGauley. McGauley? I don't know how to say it.
McGillicuddy.
But thanks. Macaulay Culkin.
McClintock.
McGruber.
We're not making fun of his name. No, this is a word association.
McDonald's.
Nuggets.
McRib.
Did you get one?
I haven't got one yet since they've been back. I need to. Planning. This is another one. Use case.
All right.
SWS provides tools to develop, reuse, and compose action plans into playbooks. A playbook database enables planners to recall playbooks. So they're like, yep, yeah, let's try this. Ooh, that was good. Save that play because we're going to use that in the fucking Super Bowl. Save that fucking play.
Yeah. That's fine for a Super Bowl thing, but if some shit goes down, they've simulated stuff, and now there's riots in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Yeah. Oh, what can we do about that? Turn to the yellow section. Yeah. Of the notebook.
Save all the actions that led to that. Save that because we're gonna try to recreate that. I don't know, about 10, 15 years from now. Whatever.
Damn.
Planning tools enable plans to be developed for temporally and spatially fine-grained actions, as well as long-term actions, and to place combined plans into a single playbook. So you got this play that worked, you got this play that worked, and you got that play over here that worked. Let's just mush them all together, and it's just a domino. Boom, boom, boom. Let's see what happens now. We put them all together. Let's fucking see.
Well, I know we've talked about this before, where in a simulation, in any game, there is an event triggered when you go up to something in a game. Like in No Man's Sky, you land on a new planet. As soon as you get out of your ship, the event that it drops the info for the planet on your screen, on the HUD, is that event is triggered. So in order for you to see that, you must trigger that event.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you're saying is we've got this scenario here, this one here, and this one here, and we are going to create an event to trigger all of them at the same time.
Yeah, it's like these basic coding classes that they're teaching kids. Like, put this action here and this action there and this one here, and then boom, the light bulb turns on.
Yeah. Is that indoctrination?
It might be.
We're not calling it that yet. We think it's successful. Look at our gifted children go.
I heard indoctrination is the healthiest nation.
Their favorite food is an apple.
That's just on their flag. Just a big apple. Wait, no. It keeps doctors away. Oh,
is that the rival country?
Yeah, that would be the pirates come in with a fucking apple on the flag. They're like, oh, shit.
No, they're coming. They're coming.
They start throwing those little rubber hammers. You know those hammers that they check your knee with? With the little triangle. They start launching them.
And the pirates can't hold on to their swords. And they hit them right in the reflex point in their elbow.
Me funny bone. All right, operations is another one. The execution environment enables plans to be utilized in a scenario and decision making to be injected. Augmenting real-time information with near real-time and faster than real-time simulations allows RCC. What the fuck is RCC?
I don't know. Did you miss something?
To develop and test multiple courses of action to anticipate and shape behaviors of adversaries, neutrals, and partners. They can plan a war.
Yeah.
They can plan a war.
Does that mean it's injecting real-time information or near real-time information? So as if you want to do a war, as the soldiers are landing or invading one particular spot, that it's happening simultaneously in the simulated world. Is that what it is? A synthetic world or a sentient world. I'll pick one of those S's one of these days. So as they're running the scenario, it's a near mirror of what's going on, and then they'll be like, no, stop right there. Watch your six or whatever.
They can do it ahead of time. It says augmenting real-time information with near real-time and faster than real-time simulations.
God damn.
They can predict it ahead of time. They can predict maybe they knew what would happen with the withdrawal of in Afghanistan. Maybe they knew.
Oh my God. You think they're directing the Super Bowl? They're telling Peyton Manning when to slow down, like, all right, make this one look good. We're not going to tell you what to do next.
Fucking Peyton Manning. All right, I just got two more here, man. I just got two more. Experimentation. That's another one.
Sure, why not?
Users of SWS can take excursions that are configurable for other users, for the user's unique needs. Sorry. Such as selectively including or excluding models, interfaces, visualizations, my God, and data sources. Users concerned with a localized region of the world can construct an experiment that uses only a subset of SWS.
So you could take, if that's the case, you can take, let's say, I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons thing. You are playing a bard. And so the bard wants the fighter stats for some reason. So you can take the saved state of the fighter stats that are a few levels above your bard, stick them on your bard, and now suddenly your bard is pulling, he's smashing everybody's head in with his loot.
I guess I don't know what any of that stuff was, but it does sound like... I assume a lute is a different kind of instrument. A bard is
a bard is the musical guy. He just sits on the sidelines and he plays the music. You know, like the band that was playing in the Civil War. You ever see those pictures?
Oh,
the portraits
yeah.
of mm-hmm. What the fuck were those guys doing?
Was that necessary? They were fucked up. They were all bandaged up and shit, weren't they?
Yeah, but they were still playing drums. And trumpets and shit.
That's because they knew they were about to die. You get wounded in the Civil War, you're dead.
Well, it's because they didn't roll for initiative. When the bard, that was Bard's turn, he didn't roll for initiative, and the drummer got all fucked up.
I've never played that game, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. The results from multiple excursions can be merged into a single picture using SWS's Excursion Manager, providing cross-excursion analysis. Okay. A subsequent excursion can be instantiated, I guess? I don't know.
Instantiated? I've heard of substantiated, but there's an instantiated?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, cool.
It can be instantiated using the results from a previous experiment. Researchers can construct experiments to evaluate new models or employ user-supplied data without interfering with the SWS reference world. The new models can be tested and refined in an experimentation environment.
Use case.
So you're fucking around. You're just fucking around, dude.
Yeah.
It's like I have, in Universe Sandbox 2, I have my fucking solar system going.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going. You know, I added another Jupiter just to see what would fucking happen. I'm going to save that. I'm going to go fuck up another one really fucking bad, and I'll just go back to this one that's the real thing.
Wow.
So the main one is just always running, and they're just going into a, you know,
so they copy it quick and stick it over there, and look, we only want to see what's going on in this region at this time. Let's throw a hurricane in.
They're just clicking open new.
Yeah.
You know? Control N, dude.
Yeah. New duplicate file. What's going on now, and we're going to fuck with it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Open new. Import. Boom. There you go. You fuck around with it. Don't export it. Click the X. Don't save. Don't save as. You don't need to. You're just fucking around. Go right back to the original.
Yeah, that's when you... That's like going on a rampage in GTA. All right. So suddenly I feel like just going fucking apeshit. Save. And now I'm going to go kill everything I see.
Yeah. And grenade, if it doesn't work out for me,
grenade everything.
If it doesn't work out for me, just reload your last save.
Right.
And hope to God, you better have autosave off because right. You're fucked. All right, testing is, testing is the last one they have here. This is where we're at today.
Uh-oh.
SWS provides an environment for testing psychological operations, or PSYOPs, and civil affairs activities capable of illustrating the impact of these activities on populations.
What? So they know how to fuck with your brain, and they're trying to see what they can do in this to fuck with your brain.
They're basically like, what would happen if a cop killed George Floyd? Let's see. And then they're like,
that happened.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well for us. The government's thinking that, not for us. You know, not for us, the people.
Right.
Because I cannot stress enough that they want this. They want us divided. I know I've said it. I know I will continue to say it. But that's what they want, and that's what probably nobody listening to this, but that's what the people are giving them. They're just giving in.
Yes. They're giving them a divided states of America.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just giving the government exactly. They're just, I don't want to say they're mindless.
They're NPCs.
Yeah, they're easily influenced. You know, some blue check marks on Twitter tell you, you got to fucking hate this guy. You hate it. And they're like, I hate that guy. Yeah, I hate him now too. Yeah.
Exactly. And depends on the news source. The news source will tell you one thing.
All the news sources.
All of them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's running them. All the news sources will. It's not just reporting the news. We've said this before. It's not just reporting the news. They are telling you what. They are giving you their opinion, and you're like, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That's my opinion too now.
Yeah. It's what they want.
Right. All I want to know is Margaret, who crashed her car because she's too old to drive anymore, is she all right? I don't care what your feelings are for her. Is she all right?
Yeah. Well, you know she voted for Donald Trump, so.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, if she dies, that's kind of what she gets, right?
Yeah, we don't need dumb shit. We don't need dumb shit like that. No. That's not news.
It's where we're at. It's not news. And social media is just this now. It's just that. It's fuck you. I'm right. You're wrong. Everybody give me a fucking like to tell me how right I am.
Exactly. And then it's just a garbage. It's just a dumpster fire. And if you do anything.
It's disgusting is what it is.
Ask why. Don't we know that? Didn't we learn that before? Did they stop teaching that? Was it ever actually taught? Ask why. Ask questions about every single thing. Question your mom. Question your priest or pastor or whatever. All that means teacher. You know that? Every one of those things mean teacher.
Yeah.
Question that. Person two.
And question us.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I can put a link to this in the notes or whatever. But all you have to do is look up Sentient World Simulation, and literally this PDF was the first thing that popped up for me.
And now the next thing that will pop up will be this episode. You're welcome.
Maybe. One more in testing says, commercial users can construct experiments to use proprietary data in a controlled environment.
Now it's commercialized.
Yeah.
So now you can get a subscription to the Sentient World Simulation, and you can run your own. So you're going to drop Bowser right downtown Pittsburgh.
There is a... Where was it? Oh, here it is. Using proprietary or classified data in a controlled experiment without interfering with the publicly accessible SWS.
That sounds like Second Life.
Well, I've searched it. I can't find it. So, is it public?
Not for you. It's not. You got to go deeper. It's not on Google. Not a Google search. Not a DuckDuckGo search.
Well, who would it be? Who would it be for? If it's publicly accessible.
Are they going to tell you exactly what it is, though? Maybe it is Second Life.
I mean, is Second Life even still running?
I think so.
Is it?
Maybe it is all these simulations. We got World of Tanks. We've got, like I said, Farming Simulator, Truck Driver Simulator, PC Building Simulator.
Universe Sandbox too.
Mm-hmm. So you can simulate. There's a virtual version of just about anything.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All I know is this is some scary shit. And I don't know what to say about it. I don't fucking like it. I can tell you that. And nobody should like it. Nobody should think this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen? Oh. I was like, oh, fuck, he froze right here at the end. Oh, shit.
No, I don't think this is a good thing. And I don't think anybody could spin it into a good thing. With all that data that they have running around there? No. I don't even think I cut him an anti-villain, but you cut him a hero. I don't even think he could spin it into a good thing. Elon.
No, there's nothing good about this. I mean, other than maybe predicting things so you're able to get supplies ahead of time, but that's not what our government does.
It doesn't seem like this. There's a heroic, a good thing about running the simulations like that, because
no,
the world's still fucked up. I think there's more unhappiness than there is happiness currently.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And that I'm fucking. I will keep saying it. It's what they want. They can't defeat us if we all stand up together.
Right.
They can defeat us if we're fucking divided.
And they keep telling us that we need to be divided. They keep telling us to hate somebody else.
That's exactly it, man. I mean,
I know, right?
It makes me so fucking angry. And I don't see an end. I really don't. I mean, people just keep listening. They just, well, my president told me that, so it
comply.
Must be true.
Comply.
It's not. It probably never is.
Ugh.
Right.
Well.
Yeah, I got nothing else, man. I can't.
I guess the first question is, do we think this is real? Do you think the Ascension World Simulation is a thing that's happening? And if it is, all right, let's say that it is. This is happening someplace. Do you think this is good or bad? We've already established that you and I don't think it's good.
I don't see how it could be.
But we want to hear from everybody.
That's right.
So hit us up on all the things. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You know, we're Bring on the Weird on there, you know. Just search Bring on the Weird on Apple Podcasts. Leave 5 stars. And is this Sentient World Simulation a good thing or a bad thing for humanity? For the Earth, period.
Check us out on Rockfin.
Yeah. Rockfin.com/Bring on the Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Podchaser.com/Bring on the Weird. Because that's the other podcast thing. Big one. Mm-hmm. WeirdnessHQ.com/Bring on the Weird. All the links are there. You don't even need to do all the other links that we just talked about. Where's the merch at?
I don't think you have to do /Bring on the Weird, do you?
Where? WeirdnessHQ.com/Bring on the Weird?
It's not /Bring on the Weird, is it?
/BOTW?
I thought it was just WeirdnessHQ.com.
Well, that's one of them, yes, but all the links could...
Oh.
...are buried. All the Bring on the Weird stuff is WeirdnessHQ.com/Bring on the Weird.
Yeah, I gotcha. If you want some cool merch, for now, go to MyConspiracyTees.com/Bring on the Weird. tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird, or zazzle.com/store/Bring on the Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
And soon to come, it'll be somewhere else.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
Pretty soon you'll be able to get you one of these.
Made with your very own blood, sweat, and tears. You wipe the blood off, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, otherwise I'd be like Tony Hawk or fucking...
Oh, my God.
What's that other dude? Lil Nas X?
Yeah, selling your blood in the products. Dude, come
on. Yeah. Come on, man. Tony Hawk, what are you doing, dude?
No, he's sold his soul. It's gone.
There will not be any blood in these. I promise. Probably. What if we just lost like 12 sales? They're like, fuck that. I wanted blood.
Why isn't it red? I want it to smell like copper.
What?
Stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.